Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac here alongside Joseph Verdo and our great producer, Eric Reinert. And Joseph, I don't recognize this one. What's the song leading us in?
Well, this is The Heartbeats with After New Year's Eve. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. We're kind of jumping the gun, talking a little bit about after New Year's Eve, but after New Year's Eve comes New Year's Day, right, Greg?
Well, of course, you know, you have with New Year's Eve all the great stuff going on, but with New Year's Day, a tradition since I was just a little guy, of course, is the Tournament of Roses parade. You know, you always just got to be up and watching. It's always a lot of fun.
I know, it's always challenging because I'm out partying or watching Ryan Seacrest, what have you, but then I'm up and at 'em, ready to watch the Rose Parade, and we are so honored to be speaking with the Tournament of Roses president, Mike Matheson. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So now this is, I believe, the 127th Rose Parade this year, right?
That is our 127th parade, yes.
Wow. That is quite amazing. And just in case anyone is curious, it is January 1st, New Year's Day, in the morning. It's usually aired live, right, across
the
country?
Yes, it is aired live, yes.
Wonderful. And I know a couple of networks cover it. Which one would you say, which should we tune in to watch here?
Well, that's a tough one because we have 8 different platforms.
Wow.
And I think that probably contributes to the success. It's free for the networks. We do not charge a rights fee whatsoever. This year we have ABC and NBC as probably what would you call the over-air or networks, and then many cables, and including Home and Garden, the Tribune, which also has Bob Eubanks and Stephanie Edwards as their retiring announcers. This will be their last parade as announcers. They're retiring. And Hallmark Channel, Skylink, and I'm probably forgetting, I know Univision, and I hope I'm not forgetting anybody.
Very exciting. You know, I have never gotten to see the Rose Parade in person. I'm curious, how many years have you gotten to see the Rose Parade in person?
Oh, golly. I was probably a youngster that I don't clearly remember my first Rose Parade growing up in Pasadena. So over the years, you know, golly, I've probably seen at least 50. I've been a Tournament of Roses volunteer, a member of the organization for 37 years, and did things, you know, before that. But so I can say I've seen 37 parades as a white suitor.
That's amazing. Yeah, I would love to. That's got to be like one of those bucket list things, I think, that a lot of people have. Don't you agree?
Well, I do agree, and that's very honorable for us. I mean, because we just love hosting people and showing off our great city, and the fact that we've been able to grow into America's New Year celebration is really it's quite an honor, and it's almost daunting at times because it is such a big thrill.
Oh, I can imagine. And, you know, and there are so many parades over the holiday season, of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And, you know, here in Phoenix, we've got the big electric light parade sponsored by APS. But the Rose Parade is unlike any other. I think we all pretty much know everything is alive on these floats, right? Could you basically detail that for us?
Every float is decorated with 100% organic materials, and those organic materials cannot be altered, so you can't boil something or change the color of something. And those items are generally glued, although some flowers are in vials and stuck into this styrofoam floats. But you can have easily a 20,000 to 40,000 pound float, and in fact the flowers could add as much as 20,000 pounds to the weight of a float as well. And I guess what a lot of people find is very clever is the use of kumquats and other organic materials to create the objects and the scenery that is on these floats.
Wow! And of course, there's 44. Float entries in this year's parade. So that is just amazing. And I think that everyone has a favorite. When are they started to? I know that they've been announced. The floats that were announced back in November. But when are they assembled? When do you get to see them?
Well, it's a year-round endeavor. Some floats were completed in June, and then they're warehoused waiting for flowers and seeds while they build others, because most of the float builders have a capability of maybe 5 or 6 or 10 in their barn, and if they're building 21 floats, you need a real schedule so that you can get them all done. So all 44 floats are not being built between, say, September and December 31st.
Now, Mike, you know, as you mentioned, you know, when the floats are built, but, you know, how long in advance, you know, is the parade, you know, the type of floats that, you know, you'll have, things like that, the planning process, how far in advance does that go? I mean, because already, you know, with Bob Eubanks, Ms. Edwards retiring, you know, we already know the new hosts are for 2017. But in terms of other planning with the show, is this something that sometimes is planned for each year, you know, 2-3 years in advance, perhaps? Or how does that work?
Well, for instance, the bands for the 2017 parade have already been invited, and they will come out for what we'll say is a reconnaissance mission to see the 2016 parade as they can get their bands ready for the 2017. The theme for the 2017 parade has already been alluded to and I'll say distributed to some of the float builders and our sponsors to give them a head start on getting ideas and forming, you know, what they may want to present and feature in the 2017 parade. So those things, I mean, they're already, we'll just say that a year and a half in advance, easily, people are working on the parades. And in February, we'll have what we call a theme draft, which is kind of like an NFL draft, and where the float designers and builders and float participants are going to present their designs, many of them trying to lock in so we don't have a lot of duplications. And so they want to get a design locked in, whether it's a rainforest or an Arctic scene or something like that, so that they can move ahead with building their floats, which would, once again, start probably March, April, May.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, if anyone is just now joining us, we are honored to be speaking with a Tournament of Roses president, Mike Matheson, about this year's Rose Bowl Parade, Rose Parade. And I'm so excited, looking forward to it. January 1st, I know you started, we started talking about the 2017 parade, but tell us a little bit more about the 2016 parade. What's the theme? What's new about this year?
Well, our theme is Find Your Adventure. What's new and different about this year is that you talked about planning, pre-planning. Well, about 7 years ago, I was elected to the executive committee, and you know, as you go through the ranks, that you're going to be president 2016. I was approached by the National Park Service, and they said, we're going to celebrate our centennial, and we'd like to kick that off with the Rose Parade. And through a couple of discussions, I offered the fact that why don't we just make the whole parade a celebration of the National Park Service. Their theme is Find Your Park. We didn't want to duplicate that 100% because we have a lot of sponsors, and we don't want the whole parade to be about Yosemite and Yellowstone. I mean, we need to expand it. We need to appeal to everybody, yet with the same type of collaborative and values that both of our organizations, you know, try to project and our images that we try to perpetuate. So we have Find Your Adventure. Find Your Adventure has appealed to so many different people. Disney is putting a mega float in the parade, and then we also have PBS with Downton Abbey. And so, you know, we're covering all the spectrums, and we have the South Dakota Tourism Bureau. Honda, our presenting sponsor, has a beautiful float that starts out with east meeting west, and actually the tsunami victims are taking, and the disaster victims, but at any rate, part of the area that was devastated is now being turned into a Japanese national park, and so that ties very much into the national park theme too. So we'll have some rangers, and we'll have a few things, but like I said, there's going to be a lot of other floats and participants that just embrace the same values as Find Your Adventure and what the National Park Service has.
Wow. Wonderful.
Oh, outstanding. And Mike, over the years, has there been any specific float or maybe a couple floats that have stood out to you as some of your personal favorites?
Golly, that's difficult. I've seen some, live animals, some Bengal tiger on a float that the Casablanca Fan Company put in, and Arco had a huge full-sized blue whale that was in our parade, and those certainly stick out. But, I have to tell you, Raul Rodriguez, one of the premier float designers, passed away this year, and in many of his floats, just all stood out because he had such a wide spectrum of designs, and we're going to miss him dearly. And the Dole float is going to be honoring Raul Rodriguez this year as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And of course, just another question or two here with President of the Tournament of Roses Parade, Mike Matheson. We're so honored to be speaking with you. So now, of course, a lot of us are going to be watching it on TV. We've covered that aspect. But if anyone is going to be in California, what can they do? What is your advice for them to be able to see this wonderful parade this year?
Well, there's 5.5 miles, and so you can kind of pick your spot. And, like you said also earlier about whether you want to get up early or not, you could get towards the end of the parade, and the parade actually starts down there probably around 10 o'clock, where the parade starts down at the corner of Orange Grove and Colorado at 8:01:30. So you can sleep in a little bit and maybe still try to wiggle in amongst the crowd towards the end of the parade. Of course, finding parking is always a challenge as well. And so you want to be prepared to walk a fair distance in order to get to the parade route. And there's a visitor hotline that would help you that the Chamber of Commerce puts. And Sharp Seating is the vendor for grandstands along the parade route. And you could call Sharp Seating and see if you're willing to pay for tickets. And that might even be the easier way to secure a seat and watch the parade, especially if it's your first time.
Absolutely. And I used to live in Southern California. Unfortunately, I'd never made it out. I want to go back, though, and be there live at some point. And it's funny, Mike, because when I was a kid, January 1st kind of nears the end of winter break. And, once New Year's Eve is done, it's like, oh, no. But the one thing to still forward to before going back to school that really helped was the Tournament of Roses Parade. And it's like that with everyone out there right now. And so, great job over the years, what you guys have been able to do. It's just a lot of fun and really looking forward to seeing this year.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said earlier, the bringing family, friends, and others together, I think that probably has contributed greatly to the success, of our celebration. And I got to tell you, you talk about, we've got probably 4,000 band kids are going to be participating in what they call the Super Bowl of parades. And so it's not just about two football teams coming to Pasadena to compete and show off and have a great cultural and also, competitive experience. The marching bands also from all over the country and the world, get to come here and experience something that they wouldn't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, again, Mike Matheson, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We know that you are a very busy man. Get ready to put on this wonderful parade for us, the Rose Parade, again, January 1st. Check your local listings or go see it in person. That's even better. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you very much.
And Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you, too. We'll see.
Okay.
I think you'll have a light shining on Arizona when you have the national championship game, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Greg knows about that, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. You have a great rest of the holiday season.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
And of course, Mike Matheson, president of the Tournament of Roses, a parade coming up here, New Year's Day, January 1st. And as Joseph said, check your local listings on a couple different channels and all the good time stuff. And very exciting when this time of year comes around. And like I was mentioning to Mike, is that especially when I was a kid knowing, school's about to come. But still that the Tournament of Roses parade, you know, you still look forward to that, and that sort of keeps you into the whole mood of winter break before you know it's actually really coming to an end.
Oh yeah, yeah. I really look forward to it. I remember one year I was sick and I had woken up and I panicked. It was only like 6 o'clock, but I panicked because I thought I was missing the parade, and it was just devastating to me. And then I realized that that I still had time to watch it. It still hadn't started, and I immediately felt better. You know how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's always the worst when there's a once of the year thing that comes on TV early, and then sometimes you wake up a little late. But in this case, it didn't happen, so that was good.
No, and that's why we've got DVR, and that's why
true.
Everyone DVR one channel or maybe two channels and watch the other one live. And you know, all those floats. There's so much effort that goes at time and effort. And energy and talent, everything that goes into these floats, you're going to want to pause and look at these beautiful floats.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so a lot of good stuff coming up with that. Always a fun time.
Yes, and of course, we've got another great segment coming up after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about The Big Short and Concussion. Greg, you're looking forward to a couple of those, right?
Oh, absolutely. The Big Short, I've been waiting for... Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a while since I first found out, I think in early October, about the storyline and all the stars in there. You know, Concussion, obviously a serious, issues going on with that, making sure the athletes could stay healthy.
Yeah, so some very important films to talk about. And, you know, I also keep forgetting to mention Carol. We'll be talking about that one as well. That's Rooney Mara and Cate Blanchett. Have you heard of that one, Greg?
You know, I haven't heard much about that, but I like them both, especially Rooney Mara. She's very versatile.
Yeah, so we'll find out if I enjoyed that one as well as the others coming up in our next segment.
Absolutely, yeah. And who's this? This sounds like something from Dave Stein.
Oh, it is. Joanne Campbell singing Happy New Year, Baby. I, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. We're having such a blast.
Absolutely. Can't believe we're already ending the year.
I know. We'll be right back in just a moment.